Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Cold water made the news a couple of times in 2014. There was, of course, the Ice Bucket Challenge, in which millions of Americans dumped cold water on their heads in a stunt to raise awareness of the disease ALS. And months before that, it was a fun science experiment involving boiling water tossed into below zero air. The latter experiment and the current cold snap are what are on the minds of our outdoor adventure contributors, Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer, who have some other ideas, just as long as you promise to dress warmly. Welcome back to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Hey there.
So I remember last year, about the most fun that anybody had during the polar vortex, at least when they weren't hurting themselves doing it, was the idea of taking a pot of boiling water, tossing it up in 10 below zero temperatures and seeing the instant steam and snow and chaos that it turned into. That is not the only fun thing that you can do in the cold weather, is it?
That is not the only fun you can have, although I do admit I do that every winter. I get out there and I giggle and giggle. Oh, it's magic every time.
I want to go revisit the video I made of myself doing that.
No, the bubbles. Okay, that's Ken's thing. He loves telling people about the bubbles.
Yeah, so if it's cold enough that you can do the water trick, actually take some bubbles out as well and blow the bubbles and watch them freeze, you know. And it's sometimes it's a little windy in the winter, right? You know, so we got to make sure you got a nice calm area, maybe back behind in the backyard. But they just freeze and they're like little crystals and they land and then they shatter it. Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful way to experience
it is pretty cool. And to see the kids, like, awe of how they're just, like, floating but frozen, it is really cool to see.
You forget how cold your toes are for a brief moment.
Yeah.
Well, and a close cousin of this is what you can do with balloons.
Yeah, so this has been – I've seen this all over Pinterest, and it's like ice balls or different variations of this. You take a balloon and you put water in it and you put food coloring in there. And then you set it out overnight. So once it freezes solid, you just snip the balloon away and you're left with these gorgeous balls of color. So, like, I've seen them, like, lining walkways. We will, like, put them in a circle and then have fun of doing something in the center. But it's just, like, such an easy activity. You just throw it outside and then it's like a little kid on Christmas morning. You, like, wake up and you, like, want to go and check your balls and see, you know, how they're doing.
Well, and it's funny because I was thinking about this. I almost envisioned that you were going to coat the balloon, you know, blow up a balloon with air, coat it with water, and freeze it that way.
Like paper mache, some reverse. That's brilliant. Let's try that.
But yeah, no, it's just like a water balloon, and then just adding a few drops of that food coloring. Food coloring in winter is a wonderful thing. Line up the food coloring.
It's the sidewalk chalk of winter.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. Well, and along those lines, you make recommendations for snow painting.
Yeah. You know, I mean, exactly. You take the food coloring out there. You can put it in a little spray bottle. You can get the painter and they'll dip and paint, you know. It's also a great way to decorate your snow people. So you build up and draw their little faces. You can so much potential. Winter is your canvas.
Yeah. And that's like, you know, it's just a spray bottle. So even if you don't have one, it's like a dollar. And, you know, go to the dollar store and grab one.
Well, and it's so much more colorful than just those big splotches of yellow on every snow pile on the corner.
That's right.
It is an improvement.
So when you're not tossing boiling water into the air, what are the other things that you've customarily done through the years? I know the idea of instant maple ice cream is a good one.
Right. Yeah. Make a little winter treat where you add some flavor to your snow and eat up. You know, one thing, it's just so simple. But every time I fall back, I make the snow angel. I watch the clouds float by. And I usually like to wait until a little later in the winter when those days are starting to get a little bit warmer and you can just soak up the sun rays. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Let the little bits of snow melt inside your clothes.
That's right.
Yeah, there's some good to winter.
Go inside, wring out your socks.
Right.
Well, that sets us up for a fun winter. Stacy, Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Stacy Tornio and Ken Keffer are our outdoor adventure contributors, the minds behind the website DestinationNature.net, and authors of the new book, The Truth About Nature, A Family's Guide to 144 Common Myths About the Great Outdoors. Another break now, and then the opportunities for and challenges faced by the growing Milwaukee film community. That's when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.
Thank you.